Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 2nd of January 2019.
Today, on the news.
Wow, so fast 2019 already. So this is the first Kim Huat news of 2019. And it is episode 150. Wow, can go and buy 40 already. Quick, go and buy 0150, system bet. Joking only ho. Kim Huat does not encourage gambling. Wait, you end up like that fella in the National Council for Problem Gambling advertisement. Use your daughter piggy bank to gamble. Better not lah. So, how was your first day at work? Sian, right? Go back to school? Sian. Go back to work? Sian. Japan to start collecting from next Monday a departure tax of 1,000 yen? Sian.
In international news,
Britain is considering a new military base in Southeast Asia with Singapore or Brunei as possible sites. Hey, the last time they had a base in Singapore, we fell to the Japanese. And some of the guns were pointing the wrong way some more. Maybe we can let the British build their new military base in Fort Siloso. Or Raffles Lighthouse on Pulau Satumu. That one good one. I hope they don't expect to see the East India Company still around here. We only got East India Company that sells clothes. And another one called British India also selling clothes. Anyway, the British want to come and use our country's facilities. Please go ahead. Singapore is very kakui-kui one. We open our legs to welcome all. But don't say base. Wait, other countries not happy. Say we align with the Western powers. And then they will be bukaising. Actually, in 1971, we got asked the Brits to stay, but they pulled out their troops and navy and left our economy to fend for ourselves. Ask you to stay last time, you don't want to stay. Now want to come back. Macam country love song. I know where the Brits can park their aircraft carrier, the Mount Elizabeth, near the waters of Tuas, in the waters of Pasir Gudang. There got a lot of space. Go and park there.
In local news,
today is the first day of school for the kiddos. Good luck to all parents with kids entering primary school. Hey, please don't hang around the school canteen. Your children very big liao. They can manage on their own. At most, cry only what? You all go back to work, okay? Last time, Kim Huat mother didn't even have time to go with me to school. I own self go there. Look at how well I turn out.
In international news,
Hizatu Isham Abdul Jalil, a former aide to Malaysian ex-Prime Minister Najib, today announced that he will be suing in court because a Putrajaya neighbourhood WhatsApp group kicked him out. Walawe. The admin of Precinct 10 Residents Association WhatsApp group removed him from the group for allegedly sharing articles critical of the current government. Oh, so poor thing. Big shot former aide gets kicked out of a WhatsApp group. They don't want to friend you, is it? Huh? Quick, go to Najib and complain. Go and cry. Anyway, I think it probably wasn't about rights and politics. They were probably just sick of his bullshit and ranting. Residents WhatsApp group is for local residents issues, okay? Hey, Hizatu Isham Abdul Jalil. Not happy? Set up your own top politics WhatsApp chat group lah. See who will join. He will probably end up talking alone to himself.
In international news,
the Malaysian government has banned smoking at restaurants and near eateries. Smokers can only smoke 3 meters away from a restaurant. So now the Malaysian cigarette packets will come with a measuring tape built in. Anyone caught smoking in prohibited areas can be fined up to 10,000 ringgit or jail up to 2 years under this new law. Hey Malaysians, you don't worry. You can come to Orchard Road in Singapore. We have smoking zones down there. No need to measure one. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. Happy New Year, everybody! Good night!